AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Bro, I have W Riz.
Okay, what is this Riz thing? What is Riz?
Oh my god, no,
I keep hearing this. Is that like swagger dripping?
Mom, stop!
Swaggoo?
No, it's Riz. Like, I'm the Rizzard of Oz. I'm the starting point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. I have so much Riz. I have a Riz training order.
What are you saying?
If I break it, I'll go to prison. You ever seen the Riz Teen Chapel, Mom? Or have you never left Rizzuri?
Like, Christ is risen? You know, because Jesus had swag. Remember that series your youth pastor took you through?
Oh, does Maddox have too much Riz? It's not even Riz.
Did you know I have a degree in quantum Rizics?
By the way, do you subscribe to Rizianity or Rizlaw?
Hey, we don't joke. You know it's Rizianity. Riz Christianity.
London Riz is falling down. I am a Riz god.
Okay, I think I got it. How about this? How about H to the Rizzo, B to the Rizze?
Oh, no, ew, gross. No, you don't get it, Mom. You sound dumb.
Hey, watch your mouth. Show me a little Riz specs, okay?
Oh my gosh, you're so lame. You're
hell yeah, very funny.
Riz me, baby, one more time.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Oh, sitting next to the newly days of being married. I have so much Riz, dude. Jake Rizlet. Triple is
like, hey, this is the Danny Austin episode. Let's bring our A game. Trey comes out of the gate. It's that don't take. Oh man,
no. It's the Danny Austin episode. Woo! Jake got married 3 days ago. Why is he on his honeymoon? Because it's the Danny Austin episode.
It's Danny A, baby, and Jordan.
So stick around. We're very excited for this interview and this series. For the next 4 weeks, we're tracking down and interviewing the four biggest bloggers on Instagram and making fun of them and getting to know them and having fun. So I hope you enjoy it, all us recties out there. And Jake, married days ago. I was there, had a great time.
Yeah, thanks for coming up. Solo trip, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you enjoy yourself?
Katie, she didn't come. She goes, I don't agree with Jake's pick.
Katie had a sorority sister in mind for me years ago. I never took her out on a date. And yeah, Katie, she still holds it against me,
mm-hmm.
which is not fair. Katie and I got to stick together. We have a very similar Punnett square, fair skin, blue eyes. Not looking out for me.
I liked the part of the wedding where I didn't know this part of the story. She played volleyball. And so to do a little height check, you looked up the roster online.
Yeah, first That's night funny. I met her.
I dated a volleyball chick and did the same thing.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because when I met her in person, I was like sizing her up like how like... lizards do when they think they might eat the other lizard. They're like, could I swallow him? Could I fit him in my body? You know, I'm like doing that thing, getting a fire. Oh. I'm like, man, it seems like we're pretty similar height, but I might have her by a little bit, but I wasn't certain. And she declined to let me measure her on the spot. Yeah. So I was like, well, I'll just go Google it later.
Did you first date, did you pay attention to the shoes? Were you like, I'm going to go with the bigger heel?
Honestly, probably, yeah. The Air Maxes. Got to go Air Maxes the first like three dates.
Wedding was great though. Had a good time. Got talked to Steve a little.
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
He did.
Have you guys ever talked before?
I met him in passing at one of the Are You For Real shows.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we chatted a little and he gave him some props on the speech. Thought had a nice speech. He had a nice joke in there that got me pretty good.
Did he?
He was just, he did a classic bit of, you know, Jake's. Jake was raised sheltered Baptist kid. He's 31. What took him so long? So he kind of goes through like Jake. He traveled the country on tour. He drove a limo over the country. Still no fiance. He's like, I think we're going to have to go international. that got me. We're going to have to go international. Take this kid overseas.
Yeah, it was a great speech. I didn't know what he had planned because my dad was my best man. That was an easy decision. And, you know, he was like getting ready for the speech probably like a week or two ago. He was like, did you have like a time in mind? And I was just like, I always think short is good. You want to leave people wanting more. You don't want to drag it on for too long. And he was like, I just timed mine right now and it's 10 minutes. I was like, that feels long to me. But I mean, I guess I could trust you. And then a couple of days before he's like, I got it down to 8. So I was like, okay, I trust you. And he brought the house down. It was the coolest, best speech I've ever heard. So it was really, really cool.
Yeah. It was fun, man. Met a lot of good folks. How did it feel for you?
It was a perfect day. The weather was perfect, like mid-70s, sunny, little breeze. Got to have it outdoors. And yeah, everything just went great. Weddings are fun, even when it's your own. I don't care what anyone says.
I don't care what the people say. I liked my own.
Yeah, I liked my own wedding. It was just fun. It's what you think. It's all these people who you can't believe they support you. You know, you, Derek, and the whole family drove up. They had a kid 4 days ago and still made the drive.
We did crash the wedding.
What do you mean?
We may or may not have had a table to sit at. And so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rachel, so yeah, this is one of those things where I am the really just, you know, the organized, the systems guy. Rachel is not. We work together on most things. It's fine. I did the first pass of the seating chart. Had a great system. Like that way there is no possible, all these contingency plans. We cannot leave anyone out. Rachel says, hey, I'll take it from here. We got told about, I don't know, 19 different people did not make it on the seating chart. A guy named Hunter, his name was Hunger on the seating chart.
I guess you got to let him eat first.
Someone was at table 322. So there were just all sorts of funny things on it.
Down the street.
So yeah, there were a bunch of little hiccups. And of course, Rachel's like, oh, well, who cares? You know, she didn't mind. I didn't mind.
That was cool. We got to meet new people doing that.
And we didn't care. Yeah. Those poor people ate standing up. I had a nice seat.
They just pulled up a chair at the bar. Like, sir, you can't eat here. Sorry.
Speaking of the bar, they were just serving some beer, nice cold beer on a hot summer Iowa day. And they would... So we're in the middle of Iowa, so if that paints a picture. And they were just kind of fill up the beers preemptively and send them out there. And I walked up and I was kind of like, hey, what beer is this? I'm just purely curious. And he goes, it's Coors Light. I was kind of like, it's not Bud Light, all right? And I was like, that's not what I was really asking. I was just curious, but all right.
You like compliment his like shirt. I like that collar shirt. It's not Target, okay?
Yeah, it's not. All right, yeah.
I wasn't going to say, I just thought it looked nice. It's not any of that stuff. Yeah, that's a funny thing. Yeah. I didn't realize that, but it was great. Did you have the chicken or the salmon?
You know, I went chicken because did we fill out that info ever? Or was it just...
You did at one point.
We did. Okay, so I've been to a few weddings. I thought, you know, I bet I sliced something. And if I know old me, I bet I put chicken. The salmon was looking good.
Yeah.
But I went chicken. I also, the salmon was looking so good that I was willing to bet that a lot of people who said chicken were like, I'm going to get that
switch
salmon.
Sides.
So I was just trying to be a team player. I grabbed some chicken and I actually went smart because I assumed that I went double chicken.
Good choice.
Which of course, there was our good friend Josh Mayer Golf and his wife. Uh-huh. She was kind of going, I thought I went salmon. I said, you're in luck. My wife, who's supposed to be here, she can't. I know she went salmon. Get it. Get a guilt-free salmon on me.
On me.
But I had the chicken. It was good. I also tell you what I had, too. About 78 of those little mints. I don't know what those were, but they had laid out, hundreds of these little candies. And I walked up and sweet old lady's like, they're homemade mints. And
yeah.
I was like, whatever. I'm the type of guy, if you get me to an event, every single thing offered for free, I'm trying it. Every drink, every food, everything. I'm trying it. I'm trying. So I walk up and try one of those. I go, that was kind of, it wasn't too minty.
No mint I've ever tasted before. Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily a mint, but it was a soft little candy. So I'd kind of go, and then every now and then I just walked back, you know, like a dad just dipping in the little nuts thing. Yeah. I mean, I just walked back dozens of times and just kind of grab another.
Rachel's mom is listening to this right now, and that made her so happy that you ate all those mints.
So what is that? She made them?
It's a tradition with Rachel's mom's friends. They've all made them for each other's weddings, for their daughter's weddings. And I think it's like four women who get together and make just 1,000 homemade mints. And they're amazing. Yeah. I don't know what's in them.
I don't
it's
either.
Like sugar and fentanyl, I think. I don't know what's in there.
It might be some kind of weird like farm fertilizer thing.
Yeah, some
it was...
pesticides, but the right amount. Yeah. We were big on like, it's obviously going to be more expensive, but we want people to feel just satisfied. So we had really good food. We had mints. We had an ice cream machine there, tons awesome. Of toppings. At like 9:15, pizza came. Like the next day talking to people, they were...
Casey's gas station pizza, if you know.
Yeah. It's Iowa's
staple
finest.
Of Iowa.
They love Casey's and they love Fairway grocery stores up there.
We, the cocktail hour had cocktails appropriately named. And were you behind the rum punch selection?
No, but I didn't even have it, but other people were like, you got to get the...
I just tasted like fruit punch. Yeah. I figured they like, here's some new options. And Jake was like, oh, that tastes good.
No, I didn't even know about it.
I had one of those. A couple Coors Lights and 70 Mints.
I will say I heard about the rum punch because it had a name. So our venue was called Hidden Acre, but you say it quickly. And I feel like one of my groomsmen was like, it almost slipped out of it, Hidden Acre. And like, he thought he said the N-word to order a drink.
Wow, that's tough.
So like, hidden, please make sure you enunciate acre. If you get the, or just say rum punch. Why don't we just, let's call it rum punch from now on. So
he just walks up and says it too fast. I'll have the Hidden Acre drink.
Drank.
Sir.
But yeah.
I love it, man. It was nice. It was great. Katie's back.
Katie's here.
Welcome, Katie, to the pod. Had a busy day. Watch your step everywhere. Thomas is here.
See, Katie knew we were about done talking about the wedding, so she's like, all right, I can come in now. She didn't want anything to do with it.
We're just talking about how I overconsumed all the food there and the treats.
Shocker.
Yeah, the pizza came out. I was like, I don't need to. Enough time went by. I was like, I'll grab a slice.
Okay, just one on my way out. Did you, just because we gave a little preview to this, when I was doing the seating chart, I think I told you that Rachel said we could not let Trey near certain people.
Was it the one you're talking about?
I don't know. How was the experience? Did anyone come up and talk to you? Was everyone pleasant?
Only one woman walked up to me, just kind of real. I was in a circle of friends really conversing, and she popped up out of nowhere and goes, oh, hey, are you Trey Kennedy? Like, yes, what's your name? So and so. She's like, here, hold on, stay right there. I'm gonna get a photo of you. And I go, just of me? She's like, yes, I'll explain after. And I was like, well, explain it first.
Explain now.
Yeah, I held my hand, I'll explain now. And then she did have a sweet explanation. My nieces are big fans. Look, we have a text right here. Look. And of course, the font was as big as possible.
You're like, I can't read
it. Yeah. And then I was like, you know, oh my gosh, if you meet them, say hi. They've been to your shows.
Cool.
If there's one thing that gets me to fold these days, is like, they've been to your show. And I was like, I'll do anything. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do anything. So we took a nice photo. I go, how about we do it together? Once in a blue moon, I have some boomer go, let me get a photo of just you. Stand right there. I'm like, let's get in it with me. Other than that, no, not really.
Good deal.
Were you worried about a couple ladies might get after me?
I just felt like after the wedding or even the next day, Rachel and I had several people come up to us and be like, we got a picture with Trey. And I was like, man,
you know,
only four people told us about it. So who knows how many people didn't even say a word. Could have been 100.
Probably only three people.
Okay.
But, I love it. A good party.
Yeah.
I was
meeting
people. I was having fun.
And you're in a fitted suit. Yeah.
I was actually kind of, it was a time. Well, I'm always grateful, but I mean, 99% of the time people say hey to me, I'm really like excited to do it. But especially at a wedding when you're by yourself, Katie couldn't come because we had a funeral. Like,
I need somebody
this.
To talk to.
And it was nice to just walk around and people go, you're Trey, right? Because otherwise I would have had to, I guess, just walk up to people and be like, hey, I'm a total stranger. So it was kind of awesome. Where I was like, no, thank goodness. I just made the rounds. Someone would say, hey, you're Trey. I talked to him for 10 minutes. I grab a mint. Repeat. This is awesome.
We both had great days.
I wanted to, the mint.
The volleyball girls. I took a photo with a few of the volleyball girls, which felt nice.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Felt like you were standing with me.
Yeah. I was like, you remind me of her. She's also giant.
Yeah. I mean, my poor groomsmen, when they like were like, all right, you're going to walk with her. What's your name? Just looking straight up. This like 6'4 outside hitter. University of Iowa, mm-hmm. Northern Iowa.
Yeah, I guess on a volleyball, like what? It's like probably 5'10", maybe the shortest girl on a volleyball. I don't know that.
If you're anywhere near the front row, yeah, I mean,
Libero's the only one. Gonna be shorter. You know what that is?
Nope.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Although, surely. I will say my uncle, when he met Rachel,
did I say it right?
Like, yeah, no, okay. You nailed it. My uncle, when he met Rachel for the first time, not at the wedding, but previously.
I always
like,
get confused with Matador. Libero, they're both Spanish.
Oh, listen to what my uncle said. He meets Rachel. He's like, I heard you play Division I volleyball. That's very exciting. Only thing you know about volleyball, only thing I know is that there's a position called the libido.
Oh my gosh.
Like it's libero, Uncle John. Calm down. I know one thing.
I'm no volleyball genius, but I do know this.
What a like awkward thing to say.
I know hitters, setters, and libidos.
Were you libido?
You
heck of a libido? What? How's your libido?
You must have got recruited because of your libido, I assume. Oh right?
Yes. Well, no, you know, those volleyball girls.
They wear less than most. Anyway, so yeah, good for you knowing libero.
Libero, yeah. Yeah, they were all they were all good. There wasn't any total. There was maybe a 6'1 or 6'2 girl. No giants.
No freaks.
No freaks. They, yeah, maybe there, she did have a few 6'5 teammates who were like, we can't have that there.
It's going to look weird. So, in a higher table. So.
You would have had to just like meet a couple of taller guys and just be like, I kind of need you in my wedding party.
You blend in with them. Yeah. You won't look as weird. No, they were great. I got to meet a lot of Rachel's teammates for the first time. It's fun.
That's so fun.
Yes. Nice. Looking up at them. Wow.
Oh, it was a good time.
Yeah. Thanks again for coming.
Yeah, I was bummed Katie couldn't make it. A lot of people, they were like, where's Thomas?
I know. We were both in
a lot of kids there. And then it came back, had a nice pool day, played a little golf.
Oh, yeah.
Memorial Day weekend. That it feels like a weekend that in your early 20s, this isn't on your radar. Every weekend's Memorial Day weekend. But you start to get in your 30s a little bit. I could start to see it being one of my favorite weekends of the year.
Really?
I don't know. You just really, everyone's really focused on that first summer weekend, time off, gather around maybe some kids, play a round of golf at the country club.
Yeah. Were you at Brook Ridge yesterday? Pool.
Yep.
Me and Rachel went too.
You were? When'd were you play? Guys at the pool?
Well, yeah, because the pool just opened. We were there later afternoon.
Like,
what time?
Okay, we probably got there at 5.
We left at 4.
4.
That would have been so fun.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We Thomas was the pool. There.
Anyone say hi to you?
Dang. No.
Oh, a few people said hi, but one guy goes, dude, are you Mood Swings Golf?
Oh,
it was my first time someone
that
he didn't know who Trey Kennedy was.
He only knew
who Mood Swings was. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty
fun. Our golf channel. So that was cool.
Fun pool.
It was really fun. I mean, maybe I'm overhyping it because we got so lucky the weather was perfect all weekend.
It's amazing.
Because we were in Charlotte for a funeral and it was rainy and 58 in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think maybe in past years it just hasn't been like this, but oh, it was sunny in 85.
You're going to become, if you start loving Memorial Day this much, you're going to become our across the street neighbor. This is our first morning in our home as a married couple, and I wake up to neighbor Dennis mowing the lawn at 7 a.m. on Memorial Day Monday. Anyway, I was like, man, this is it. This is marriage. This is great.
This is it.
Didn't have this in the Latha house with the boys. No one mowed their lawn around there.
Mm, that's early.
He was fired up. It was a very patriotic mow, though. I let it slide.
Yeah, patriotic. He's probably gearing up for a nice yard hang.
Yeah.
One hand was saluting the whole time. The other hand was on the steering wheel. It's beautiful.
That's right. Well, good. Jake's married. Everyone's here. Thomas is here.
We did.
He just stares at the screens.
Yeah, he's like lights, screens, everything. It's so exciting.
Katie likes to put him in a Lascot. I don't know why.
It's for the spit up.
But we are very excited to launch our first of We Hope Many Guests series. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Please let us know on the Correct Opinions YouTube channel or DM us on the Correct Opinions Instagram what you think. Who you want us to get on, everything. So please enjoy the first interview in our blogger series, Dani Austin. She is one of the biggest, most influential female bloggers on Instagram with nearly 2 million followers. Her and her husband join us, Jordan, great guy. And we go way back with them, actually.
Yeah,
you'll hear
them
in the episode. They're killing it. She makes so much viral content. Bloggers like to know it, everything. And then now they have a little product called Divi, which is a hair growth supplement product that is just blown up. You've seen it everywhere. It's in Ulta. It's everything. They're awesome. They're a lot of fun. They're great people. Married, kids, doing it, doing life, business together. So please enjoy this interview. Without further ado, with Dani Austin and her husband Jordan. Please enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, Dani Austin on the pod.
All right.
As well as hubby Jordan
and Jordan
Ramirez. You can't remember that. You can't forget.
Jordan Ramirez. It was a little less enthusiastic, but that's okay.
Yeah. Dani Austin! And then Jordan, he had to come on to.
It's like Dani Austin is like the home team basketball player when Dani scores. It's like, Dani Austin for three!
Wait, turn your back. Turn your back real quick. Yeah, you gotta. And Jordan Ramirez.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Hey, you know what? That's my ego's used to that. It's been a couple of years of that, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Thanks for being here, y'all. Thanks for coming on the pod. It's a lot of fun. We're doing our blogger series. It's great. Blogger. This is always, people ask me, what are you, Trey? I don't really care. Do you really care? Are you like, I'm a entrepreneur. Do not care.
I always just say a mom with an iPhone.
That's nice. My go-to is like guy with too much free time. It's kind of my fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Mom with an iPhone. I like that. And you're a mom now. You didn't start as a mom.
Yeah, so, we didn't start as mom. Yeah,
you weren't born as a mom.
No, I did some of my research beforehand, and yeah, you did not start as mom. So I'm still figuring out how it works, but I knew you were not a mom the whole time.
We did our research. two kids. What? No, am I doing this correct? No pets.
No, we have two pets.
No, we have two pets.
We
man.
Started as dog moms. Yeah, or dog mom.
You started because the pets. I scrolled way back. They're not really highlighted anymore, are they?
Well, you know, when you have kids, like pets are kind of like.
No, Jordan. Right? It's actually really sad. Like, and people are probably gonna hate on you for this, yeah, but like, sure. So when I met Jordan, he had Hazel. So we had a golden retriever, and he was
masculine
the most amazing. Dad dog to this dog, obsessed with Hazel. Like our first date, he's like checking the clock. He's like, I gotta go, like my dog's at home, like I miss my dog. And then as soon as we had kids, it's like he forgets that Hazel even exists. Like there's, it's so sad.
There's a finite amount of energy and love that I have in the tank.
See,
and it goes to the kids now, and the dog, I'm just like,
but that's the difference, right? Between men and women, I feel like.
True.
Because I'm like, now just kids, more love and more love. And he's like, Hazel who? It's so sad. It's
sometimes so sad. Danny's like, Furbo brand deals, though, and Hazel makes appearances back on the
No, no, we have a dog. We're just chained up in the back. You're like, come on out. We have a brand deal.
No, we actually have two dogs. And our second dog is kind of like, she was a rescue, and she acts more like a cat. So she's just hidden all the time. But people ask about her all the time. Well, she's still alive, we promise. She's just like underneath
her. She's actually like pretty racks to Rich's tail. She, Danny found her hit by a car. Mm-hmm. She was about to die, so whoa. Danny saved her. And now she she gets groomed twice a month. She sleeps all day.
She's like,
she's fat.
She's obese.
It's a true rags to riches story.
Yeah.
It sounds like Danny hit a dog with her car. And yeah. It was like, oh, God.
I'm like, yeah, she's awkward. Like, Danny hit this dog.
Turn this around.
Yeah. No,
this isn't going to look good on Instagram.
No, but her name's Lola. So we have Lola and Hazel, and then we have our two kids, Stratton and Stella.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. So that's interesting. So, Jordan's very much, all right, dogs, knock down it up. Danny, you have equal love for the love for the dogs is still there?
100%. I mean, yeah, like when I have a free hour, I'm probably going to hang out with my kids over the dogs, which is also really
that's
sad.
That's good.
But we do have grandparents here. So we have my parents and Jordan's parents here. So they come over and like we'll take the dog. Like right now, like Hazel's been with his parents all week.
Yeah. Well, so. she tore her ACL.
Okay,
so.
We can get into this.
She's actually
Danny rear-ended her.
it's been a tough season. I mean, her whole back right leg is just shaved to the bone essentially, and she's healing up. It's a hard time to take care of her, but we still love her.
We still love her. Yeah.
No wonder she's not
she's on
Instagram.
Pain meds. She's good.
Sounds brutal. Yeah, all your dogs are mangled. Not meant for Instagram. Oh, right on cue. We've got another addition to the party.
Katie's here.
Our child who's Katie. Human.
Katie.
She's
Katie. Katie.
Katie.
Oh, is that a doona? Oh, she's got the doona.
Oh, yeah. The doona. Any future parents, the doona.
I didn't even know what you guys are talking about.
The brand there. We had one of my dad friends was like, you got to get this. It'll change your life. It pops. Yeah. It goes stroller, collapses to the car seat. We take it out in public, and people like 10, 15 years older, you know, because it's a newer invention. They're like, what is that? We'll come in with a restaurant to a stroller, yes. And they're like, we don't really have a place for a stroller. Say, only a car seat. And I go, bah, 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 and, you know, like. I'd flex on him, man.
Yeah, no, we won't have another child unless we have a doona.
Yeah, no.
Like, we can't do it.
Absolutely. The hard part is, like, your pediatrician tells you, like, you'll get here. When you outgrow the doona, it's tough, right? So when you cross the one-year mark, you know, you can stretch it. Like, we've stretched it a little bit, but they eventually just start kind of, like, hanging out of both sides. But you don't want to give it up.
And when strangers start giving you the eye, that's when you know you got to transition out of it.
Yeah, they're like, hey, that baby's too big for the doona.
Yeah.
He's big enough long. To be like, help me.
He's pushing it
get
himself.
Get me out.
That's funny. I feel like most people say, like, we're not having another kid again without a doula. And you guys say without a doona. That's
without
your thing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
the doula, sure. Yeah. But the doona is more
hey,
important.
Are you going to get a doula?
It's good to know.
Well, he's getting
Maybe.
Married.
I don't know. I mean,
just,
I'm not really.
For the wedding night?
for the wedding night?
No. I mean, I'm not even married yet. So I got a ways away from probably hiring that out.
This is how you don't get pregnant.
Yeah. Can you come with us on the honeymoon? I just want to make sure I'm doing everything right.
We just want to wait a little way.
I'm a little nervous.
We're excited for you, Jake.
Hi, guys, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Katie's here.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, Katie. With little Thomas.
Good to see you again. It's been a long time since Hawaii.
Maui.
Maui.
Oh, yeah. So we go way back.
Yeah.
We met, I met you guys in, we went to this mastermind thing. Jefferson Bethke put this together. If you know him, author, good guy, a real connector of people.
Yeah. Not like the movie premiere for Mastermind the movie, if you were thinking that.
Thank
so
you.
We did not meet at that.
No. What was it called?
The Influencer Inner Circle.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that
we had a Facebook group.
That's right. So basically, he just tried to get together a bunch of influencers, which I was game for. I was like, okay, meet some other people. And Dani was there with Jordan, came with her. And, no one talked to Jordan, but it was good to meet Dani. No, and so that's how we met.
And I came with Trey. We were not even engaged. And I had no business sitting in those things with you guys.
So, we met in Maui because it's like, oh, fun. And Bethke lives there. So we're all there like talking influencer shop and business or whatever. And everyone's married except me, who just got engaged.
No, we were not engaged yet.
Oh, we weren't engaged yet.
No,
sorry.
Engaged.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there. Katie was just... It was like a long couple days of talk and whatever. And Katie's just like sitting there looking out the window at the ocean. She's like... Can you please leave?
You go to Hawaii and just have to sit indoors the whole time.
Yeah.
And then
it was very fun.
On that trip, I had just been canceled for the first time. It was like right after.
Oh.
You remember this? And you gave me.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of talk about this.
I remember that.
Oh.
Because you had been.
Yes, it was. What was it?
The Bible.
The Bible.
Roman saints. what was it? The John Ronson book?
Yeah, so you've been.
What was it?
Wasn't it the title like, oh, so you've been canceled? Or wait, no,
so
it was.
Something like that.
Yeah. Just Google it.
Google real quick. I gotta help this girl. Wait, did you read it or no?
Huh?
Yes. Did you end up reading it or no?
No, I read it. I was desperate. Because that was also kind of the time where, like, people were getting canceled. Like, I don't even think the word canceled was, like, really a thing just yet.
I would say 2019, I would have,
was talking about publicly shamed. You were, like, one of the only other people, I guess, that had also been kind of canceled or just publicly shamed. And so, I read it. It helped a lot. Like, those are tough times. Now everyone's been canceled, so it's good. But, like, man...
Yeah, we thank God for you almost every day, Trey, for that book recommendation.
Yeah, wow.
That's why we're still here, really.
What a godsend.
You remember, there's a funny story that I remember about this mastermind, and it actually wasn't the one that Katie was at. It was when Jake came with you in L.A. And
Katie had enough the first one. It's like, take somebody else.
So we had this couple that was coming in to basically train on conflict resolution within marriage. And everyone else is married except for Jake and Trey. And there was this.
We were married. We had splits.
This portion where basically the couple was like, in order to resolve conflict, you need to basically have your wife lay in your lap. And the wife just like was laying there and they were like, okay, now everyone else in the room is going to do it. And Jake and Trey were like.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, I was like, Loki, you're like, are they trying to like talk us into swinging or something? Like, everyone take your clothes off. No, trust me, it's how you.
Wait, you guys laid on each other all together in that room?
This couple was literally like caressing each other in front of us, just like, just do what we do. Yeah. And I'm so glad I wasn't married at the time because I remember just being like, I mean, is this, I don't think this would help. Like, Matt, just picturing me and Katie arguing, and I'm just like, hey, come here. She'd be like, get your hands off me.
Oh my gosh.
That actually was weird, dude.
Yeah, we're close talkers. We argue like this.
No, we don't. I'm fighting, and he like starts to cuddle me, and I'm like, no.
No.
I'm a lover. I'm not
that
a fighter.
That was all time.
It really discouraged me from getting married. Really, you know, I was
pushed him back a couple
I was
years.
Dating at the time, and I was like, you know what, I'm good on this.
Yeah. It's just a lot.
But, you know, you are about to get married, so you should keep that in mind.
I need to hit that couple up and say, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready for my session now.
That was wild. Yeah, I remember, I actually pulled back. I remember this, we took this cute pic back in the day.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
we took that. I took that picture.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he knows. Content guy.
Are we holding Starbucks? That's because when people found out, they were like, I mean, my audience, my girls are obsessed with you. That was like around your fall girl.
Yeah. October 2019, prime fall season. It was probably
a year after the big one.
Yeah. Year two of the fall videos.
Yep.
Love
look
that.
At us. Okay.
How did those go these days? So, are people still into the fall content?
They are. You know, I know you experienced it too. I feel like back then too was like the height of like you and all your girls would go to Vermont. It was like unbelievable. Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, it has its waves, and we try to do it a little bigger each year, and it's definitely, you know, never will match how viral the first couple went, but.
Oh, I know. Cause, since 2019, I get one text from Trey each year. And I can read it to you because every single year it's the same. Hey, Danny, hope everything is going well. Are you planning any fall trips with your friends?
I'd like to be invited.
But like, I feel like after that one, you know, that one picture that went like so viral where, you know, we're all wearing the same boots and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like after that year, everybody kind of like took it down a notch. And so we really haven't done a lot of those type of trips. We're looking for like the next thing too.
That's true. I mean, I feel like that crew that just balled out in Vermont, now you're all moms probably. Yeah. So you're like, you know.
No, it's
funny. We kind of, after that one photo.
Yeah. Wow, this is everywhere.
Yeah.
We got a cool
one. This is everywhere.
I remember you actually talking about that because it was when we met, I think it was really popping. It was going all over the place. And I remember you saying, you're like, it was the brand kind of forced y'all to like wear this, these matching deal.
Yeah.
In the moment, you're kind of like, this might not go as how
you want. Yeah, that brand. So it was Goodnight Macaroon. And because also, like, you have to, you know, remember, like, none of us had kids. None of us had, like, families or anything. Like, I don't even think I was married yet. And so we're just, like, a bunch of bloggers. And, like, we would just plan trips and go shoot content, which was so fun. But usually, like, a brand would sponsor it. So Goodnight Macaroon sponsored it and sent us all the clothes. And so they're like, yeah, we'll pay for everything, but you'll have to shoot in these clothes. So we only had, like, certain options. And so, yeah, we all dressed the same, and we didn't even think about it. Like, still to this day, I'm like, wait, what's wrong? Like, I don't get it.
It's legendary.
No, they're not around anymore, and they owe us a lot of money, too.
Wow. Oh. Yeah. Hey, this has 10 billion views. I mean, it's legendary. It really was. All right, I want to go back. You said you were canceled. I do remember at the time, number one, I feel like I know it's very scary in the moment, I'm sure, but I little exaggerate. I don't think you're being fully canceled, but you were getting some heat, right?
I was in magazines.
So true.
No, like Elle magazine. Like, okay, I feel like that's when you know that you're kind of being canceled is like whenever you're like written about in like outside sources. Like, it's not just videos.
I think it's fair to say she pioneered the cancellation thing, but like it's not really as bad. Looking back, it's way worse for people now, you know.
No, it's way worse. I think TikTok makes it so much worse now. So like mine actually wasn't that bad, but no, mine was Diet Prada, and Diet Prada was like a big deal back then.
Yeah, Yeah.
You remember?
Oh, Katie, you
Katie,
know.
Katie's yeah.
Katie
like,
knows.
Oh, Katie, yeah. Oh my yeah. God, Katie's a victim.
I was Prada like 3 times. Like, yeah. And you have oh, wow. to admit, like, this was during the time that Dia Prada was going after like Kim Kardashian, like all these yeah. celebrities and all these
Wait,
like.
Explain big- to us Dia Prada.
Can someone please tell me what's going on?
Okay. So Dia Prada, I don't even like to educate people about what they do.
Just a 10-second version.
Okay, so at the time, you know, they had this Instagram called Dia Prada, and they would call out designers that copy other designers. So, like, let's just say Prada, you know, copied Gucci or whatever it was. But then they also were coming after, like, celebrities for, you know, copying other celebrities, that sort of thing. So at the time, you know, Kim Kardashian was being, like, blown up on there for something that she did. I don't remember what it was, you know. And so, like, every post was, like, celebrity, 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 getting, like, millions and millions of likes. And then Danny Austin. And then Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian. Like, and I'm like, what the heck? I had, like, 200,000 followers at the time. So I just got, like, oh, my gosh, slammed so bad by, like, the fashion community, like, the high yeah. fashion community, which, like, I don't, you know, I didn't grow up with, like, high yeah, fashion stuff. That. Like, so it was brutal, though. Like, those people because, are mean.
Yeah. I'm sure they were. Is what? Because you released, was it like a handbag and they were saying you like ripped off something? That was
they
it?
They said that I designed, which is not true.
She's like, she's let like, me,
that's my, she's like getting pissed.
That wasn't
true. Okay, they said that I designed these bags that looked exactly like Valentino with like the studs and stuff. But really, we just launched a boutique. And like got them totally like from the Dallas Market Center. Oh, anyway, I have like a whole like YouTube video about it. You can watch it if you want. But nobody cares about the actual story. You know, they said that I like used child labor in China to design all these bags and then, you know, launched them to compete with Valentino. Like I literally was like, I don't know, like 22 years old just trying to,
I do remember when we met.
Because at the time, I mean, you had like what, like 200,000 followers? So we had never experience anything like that before. Now post COVID, everyone's like, oh, we've all taken some licks on the chin.
Yeah. Now, yeah, this right. podcast is called like Correct Opinions. I'm like, I don't Correct have opinions anymore.
After be careful.
After COVID, yeah, I'm like, I don't know anything. I don't know who I am. I don't know what
you guys
I'm
vaccinated like. Or what do you think? No.
I don't know. I seriously
don't know
anything anymore.
I don't know. I wanted to talk about that though, because it was funny when we met. I feel like that was happening actively, and you guys were both kind of like, I mean, we're trying to grow our business, but we're not sure what's. But it's obviously fine. You guys are killing it. But I feel like as comedians, we, especially with the past few years and what the culture's kind of, I feel a little bit invincible. Obviously, we can't say when we're not.
Be careful.
We're clean. We're not doing things. But there's very much a sentiment of like, oh, the comedians, they're joking around.
They're just kidding.
They're joking.
Yeah.
And you kind of don't get that luxury. There are people are like, wait, she said what? Yeah. So how, because I know you, 99% of people love you, but like, how do you deal with some of those that still hit you with like, she's not authentic or she's doing this or whatever maybe comes across your plate?
Well, what's so fun, I think, is finally launching a podcast, because I feel like on Instagram stories, on Instagram, like, people are so triggered by something so quickly. And so you really don't have time to have an opinion. So like, as soon as you say something, it's just going to be like distorted and taken out of context. But I feel like on our podcast, like we actually do kind of like have opinions and we kind of do go into things. And I feel like I'm kind of at the point now. I mean, back then too, like that's all we had. Like we were just influencers. So if you canceled us, like we didn't have like a source of income anymore. Like that was everything. Now I feel like we're more like diversified. We have, you know, things we can fall back on. And so like what I always ask myself, I'm like, is this the hill that I want to die on? Like, is this something that I really want to stand for? And like, typically it's like, no. So I just don't go there. But then there's a lot of things that I'm like, yeah, like, let's just, it's funny. It's like lighthearted. It's fine. And we'll usually take those conversations and talk about them on the podcast. The nice thing about podcasting too is like, it's way harder to hate on someone, because like if you hate me so much, you're gonna listen to an hour of me talking and then like clip things and like, you know, it's just so much more work. So we really haven't gotten a lot of like really negative. Yeah, just wait. Like the season two will be like this disastrous, but you know, it really hasn't been too bad. And then as far as like Instagram goes and you know the feedback we get there, I think I've just accepted the fact that like, you know, I'm not everyone's flavor, and that's okay. You know,
the most wild, like, the most wild thing to me is like, you know, and I'm sure you guys get this too, but whenever there's like a large current event happening, like you guys probably get the DMs that are like, are you going to speak out on this issue? And in my mind, I'm like, why would you want to, for Danny Austin, a 31-year-old mommy blogger, to speak out on this world global, like, what do you want to hear about global politics from us?
Yeah, that is a great point. Typically
on those days, I just like put my phone down. I'm like, am I going to do it? And then the next day, it's like, usually we're back to normal.
Well, that's funny. My next question was going to be, how do you feel about Kyiv, Ukraine, and kind of what's going on there?
I'm so glad you asked. I know everyone wants to know my opinion.
That's actually the only question I had written down, so that's kind of awkward.
He did say he couldn't find a black square from a few summers ago. So we wanted to bring...
No, it was there. It was there.
I've always been like, I'm not a politics guy. I'm just joking around. Don't touch. That was one specifically, for whatever reason, like the pressure was on the white people. That was the only time I feel like I started getting flooded with DMs and pressured. I did it, man. I posted the black shirt.
So did we. We were the same way. We were like, it was like, let's hold out. And then it was like, posted. And then we posted it.
But
then
you got in trouble for posting because then you were not supposed to.
We used the wrong hashtags. And they're like, how dare you try and hijack this and co-opt this experience?
No, it auto-corrected to All Lives Matter. I swear. We didn't mean to.
I'm like literally like sweaty, like I'm triggered. Yeah. Like even just like talking about this, I'm like.
I posted like a sweet, genuine thing, you know, just kind of like FYI, I do like black people too. Uh-huh. And
that was the entire caption.
And it was just FYI. Strange, you know, just for what it's worth, if you know, you know. But that was strange because then immediately I was flooded with people like, yes, we knew Trey was, you know, on the team. All right. Chiming in that I'm not racist.
That's all I had to do to like earn all this respect.
You know, it was overall a good move. We don't need to dive into it. But as an influencer, it's very strange. Like you said, like, all right, I'm 28. I'm making videos in my middle class living room, like dressed as a girl. And they're like, hey, post the black square.
Have a stance.
I would be curious y'all's opinion on this, but you know, I would take the 2 years of like COVID, which were probably the most toxic times on the internet if you were a public figure, but I would multiply that by 10 when it comes to like TikTok. TikTok is the most savage, like crazy place I've ever experienced in the world. I don't know if y'all are on it, but we had to like delete it off our phones because we were like,
we're still on it. Like we still post, we just have someone on our team like post them that I don't even have to like read the comments because they're so
that's
vicious.
And luckily again, I feel like we have the comedian cop out, it's clean comedy. So I've dealt with very little negativity, but I feel like especially in the blogger sphere, there's like weird TikTok trend of like, here's why actually this blogger is evil. And they like and people are like, yeah, they are. And so I know you're like, dealing with that. And it's...
I saw her at the airport and she was evil. Like, I'm like, wait, talk.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So it sounds like TikTok is awful for you guys. Do you ever go on your subreddit?
Oh, heck no. Are you kidding me? No. Are you like asking me to just like sign myself into a mental asylum? Like
I was going to make sure you knew about it and make sure you knew not to go on there.
Are you on our subreddit,
Jake?
Are you
reading my Reddit?
Okay.
Are you an admin?
No,
are you a hater?
No, as we've started to interview all these bloggers, I learned about like even just the word snark. I'd never heard of that word. Yeah. So I don't know if you know about this, but all these like bloggers have these subreddits where it's not like in fandom of these bloggers, but it's like these like snark communities where it's like the worst women on the internet, I think. It's like they just join these subreddits just to like hate on the people they follow. And there's daily threads.
I
didn't know this existed. I had to get out of there. I was sad.
People writing about us in this moment. Like it's so
weird. Right now.
I have a daily thread.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. So this is actually funny. When we got married, because it didn't used to be Reddit. It was Guru Gossip. Right?
Gomi.
Oh, sorry. That Guru Gossip was YouTube. Gomi was like the old one. And so that was the one where it kind of first started these like daily threads of like, I hate Danny or I hate, you know. And we actually, in our vows, promised each other that we wouldn't read our like online
not
hate.
Like public vows like
yeah no, not like,
like private vows.
Oh, yeah, that would be about the wedding. Oh my god,
repeat after me. Like, Guru, I mean Gomi Gus.
Yeah, no, because it like really started to affect our relationship, like our marriage. It was bad.
Well, the challenging part about it is like what they'll do is they'll break up these like 15-second clips that you give to them on Instagram stories. And like I'll remember one time we were taking a picture and I had my hand on the top of Danny's back. And it was just like a weird pic, like I was moving it down, but someone posted it, and they were like, "Wow, they're so close to divorce. Can you see their body language?" And it's like, it's things like that. And the other crazy part of why it makes you crazy is like, typically these people will say things like about our home or like, oh, like their backyard. And so it's like, you kind of know that these are like the neighborhood PTA moms, like down the street that are the ones in there. And it's like, it's weird. It's like a paranoid type of thing.
Well, the first time Katie came on Correct Opinions. Yeah. So this, you know, we've been doing this podcast I have for almost 4 years and it's had different iterations. So it was solo. And then I had an episode on, I was like, I think we had just gotten married or engaged. Married.
We had just gotten married.
We were married. So I was like, kind of, you know, I'll have her come on an episode. No one's really met Katie. And, you know, and my thought was like, I'll do 80% of the talking because you're not, you know, you don't do this on a podcast. I'll kind of make it super easy for you. No stress. And yeah, the comment's like, does he let her get a word in?
The top comment was, you can tell he emotionally abuses her.
Yeah, she's a shell of a woman.
He's probably never held her at a conference in Hawaii. You can tell.
Yeah, they don't. And I just remember telling Katie, like, I mean, most of it's nice, but just like, you learn, just don't read the comments, especially you've never, don't read the comments.
Yeah.
And she, the next day, I just get a call. She answers like this. I just go, hello. And she's like, hi. I messed up. I was like, what? She's like, I read the comments. And I was like, oh,
should have put them in your vows.
Yeah,
it wouldn't happen.
Should have put them in the vows.
I've been there, man. It's brutal. I've been there.
In hindsight, it's funny because now it wouldn't bother me, but I think just like knowing that like none of Trey's like people that follow him really knew who I was or anything, and this was like the introduction kind of.
You were expecting this like, wow, so great to meet Katie.
You were being really sweet too because a lot of the activity was towards me because I was kind of like, I guess came off as like
that you wouldn't let me talk.
Yeah, but I was trying to be, and so they're like, they just saying really mean things about you, and you're a great husband.
Yeah, you take it personally. That's the same thing with Jordan. Like whenever they're making fun of Jordan.
Yeah, they make fun of me all the time. Like
they're like, he's gay, and I'm like, I swear he's not. I swear.
Oh, when I announced Katie, like I'm engaged, 90% of the comments are like, I was sure this guy was gay. Still not convinced. Still not. Yeah, it's funny. You're announcing like, I met the love of my life. And they're like, this is a cover up.
And like, that's the hard thing about internet hate is like, it's like confirmation bias. Like when you are that dedicated to hating someone, it's like, no matter what they do, it's like things are twisted to fit that narrative, you know? And so it's like, it's just impossible to get out of. So you have to ignore it.
Yeah.
Well, transitioning. That's about the negative. Go to the more of the positive. I want to talk about y'all are crushing it. Like I said, we met back in the day. You said you were, you know, quote, just influencers. I was too, just trying to get into stand up. And so it's a great feeling when you can have, like you said, diversify, have these different things. And obviously Divi is like your huge success story, the product. I have it somewhere. Katie bought me some, which was very nice. Also kind of offensive, I guess she thought.
It's not offensive. Everyone should use it.
Okay, yeah.
Use it now. Postpartum, you know?
No, you. So for those who don't know, at its core, Divi was a product for hair growth, right? And you have other products.
Scalp health.
That's why everyone thinks Jordan's gay because his hair is so good. So maybe.
This guy's got to be gay.
Yeah. I mean, that coif is unbelievable. Like, that's Divi for you. So Divi, it started as a hair care growth.
Yep.
And is there other products now, or is that still?
So we have shampoo, conditioner, all clean ingredients, so you don't have to worry about, you know, harmful things, harmful chemicals in there. And then we just launched our hair vitamin, which is truly, like, the best of the best. So we launched that about 2 weeks ago, and then we're working on a bunch of other products in the pipeline. But when I actually was at that conference or whatever with Jefferson Rethy's group, I was in wigs there.
Okay. So had you announced your So Divi was born. You know, you I followed along. It was a fun journey. You were literally like losing your hair, which for, I know for any like Katie, especially going through pregnancy stuff, she would be like, "Is it thinning here?" Like definitely a tough thing for a woman to go through. Even for I've lost some of my hair, I'm very upset about it. But for a woman, can't imagine. Yep. And then you started wearing wigs. Was when you were here when we met that year? Were you public with the wigs, or this was a discreet wig?
That might have been a discreet one. I actually don't know. Ooh. So what I did.
Because, I think so, because I would have, it would have been in my mind to be like, okay, this girl wears wigs. I want to see.
Oh, so you didn't know it was that good?
No, no. I said, I don't think you had announced it, because I would have remembered like thinking like, okay, Danny wears wigs. I want to see this up close. I've never, but I never noticed anything. I don't
think. You never knew. Okay. Yeah. See, that means I was good at it. Okay. So yes.
Oh my gosh. No, the reason, okay, sorry. I'm just connecting timelines. Yeah. We had just gone to the wig shop before that. That was literally like a couple, like that was probably the day before she got that first wig.
So, so what happened was, yes. So I started losing my hair. It was so horrible, so emotional, for like so many different reasons, but you know, woke up one day, Jordan's like, you know, I'm crying in the mirror. I can't go anywhere. And Jordan's like, I don't understand why you can't wear a wig like the Kardashians wear wigs. And I'm like, well, I'm not a Kardashian. And there's no places in Dallas to get wigs. Both I mean, you can get wigs, but they're like really cheap or they're just not good. So I think before that conference, we went out to a wig shop in Los Angeles, like where a bunch of like, you know, celebrities get their wigs and stuff. So that might have been one of my first ones. But I remember I wore wigs for about 6 weeks and didn't tell anyone, like not even my followers or anything. I didn't tell, like Jordan was the only one that knew. Even our parents didn't know because I wanted to see if I like, if I could figure it out. And like no one knew for the longest time. And so, yeah. And then I felt like once I kind of like got comfortable with it and was more confident, then like I ended up telling my audience. But at that, yeah, I was wearing a wig.
You know, I sometimes like advocate for the wigs to come back because it's like, I never knew who I'm going to get. It's like, you know, some days bangs, I'm like, oh, Kim's out today.
He loved Heidi. Heidi was like,
oh my gosh, she was so hot, guys. You don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Heidi had the bangs. He still does.
Short pixie cut. He's like, maybe he is gay. Maybe he is. Babe, do the buzz cut wig, please, please. Well, I just listened, y'all guys. I just listened to this episode. You guys were on My First Million.
Oh, I listened to that too. Good for us.
Look at research. We do our research.
How about that?
Which, congrats. That's a great podcast. That's a lot of fun. Telling your, if you want to really hear more about like super intense business side of their stuff, go listen to it. But I remember they made a quick note in there when you were talking about this story of like your first attempt at a wig shop. Did Jordan take you to like a Party City basically or something?
Pretty much. So he Googled like wig shop and took me to like a Halloween store.
See, man, I don't get why you can't wear this.
And I was like I was so upset. I was like, I'm never going to have a hair. I think the most expensive wig in there, I don't know, it was like neon blue, like 40, plastic.
40 bucks. And I was like, there's got to be something better here. You're like,
I don't want to be Moana. I was like, sorry, that's the best choice they have here.
You're fine, babe.
It's that or Cinderella.
You Rapunzel. That's so funny. That's such a guy girl thing. I remember one time we were driving to Katie had a modeling gig, and we were driving to Arkansas, like hours away. Yeah. It was late at night. She's like, I forgot my shampoo and conditioner, and like I modeled it, so I have to, you know, I'm learning all this. She's like, it's completely unacceptable to go like this. I need to wash it, totally fix it. I was like, okay, we'll just pop in this gas station, grab. They got something. She's like, no, that shampoo and conditioner won't work. I was like, what do you mean? So I forced her to get like, what's the cheapest of all time?
We got
like,
Suave at the gas station.
Like dollar Suave at the gas station. And the next morning, I'm not going to lie, her hair was a little frizzy. It was. She's like, this is your fault.
You did this.
You're like, babe, it's Axe 2-in-1. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Smells unbelievable. Yeah, I know it's royal blue colored, but it works.
How
That's
funny.
So good. So yeah, we need to get some Divi shampoo and conditioner up in here.
Yeah,
we got you covered. We'll send you some.
Yeah, love Divi it. Vitamins. Like, can I take them now while I'm like breastfeeding stuff? Are they safe for?
So we have to turn Thomas into a chia pet.
Ask your doctor.
Our lawyers say you must consult your physician.
All right, I will do that.
That's fun. I'm gonna take some.
So that's your real hair you're rocking.
Yeah, this back. Is me. All me.
Wow. Wow. Divvy work.
I know, it ended up growing back.
I'm like, guys, this is a wig. Yeah.
He's wearing Heidi.
But that's what happened. So I was in wigs for a year, and I decided for that year that I was just going to like really focus on trying to grow my hair back. And I never had like amazing hair. Like I was like genetically, I've never had like a lot of hair or anything. But just trying to be able to like wear my own, that was my main goal. And so I started making like my own scalp serums and like doing a lot of research and trying to figure out just like ways I could stimulate my scalp or like stimulate hair growth and detoxify and get rid of, because the big thing now, for if you guys don't know, I'm sure Katie knows, dry shampoo is like the big thing because you don't have to wash your hair as much, which is
Katie
great.
Katie loves dry shampoo.
No, I've switched because it's not very good for your hair.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's yeah, that's
Katie's
the thing.
A big,
but...
let's wash the hair once, what, twice a month?
Maybe once. No, I'm just kidding.
So, and that's like better for your actual, you know, hair, but for your actual scalp, it sits on there and it like clogs your follicles, your hair doesn't have like a fair chance of growing. So with our scalp serum, that's like was kind of like the main goal, is just like exfoliating your scalp, stimulating it, getting it like, you know, bringing blood circulation back to your scalp. And so and so I started making them myself, and then everyone on my Instagram was like, can you send me some? And so that's kind of how our scalp serum, how we thought it'd be.
Okay. Yeah, you talked about this on that podcast I listened to. So Divvy, this, because that kind of blows my mind. You think of any hair care product or whatever, I wouldn't know the first thing about like what even's in it or how to. So you, it started as you like home, like at home scientist vibes.
Heisenberg.
Making, yeah. How do you even figure out what to put together and concoct to test out things? Like, yeah. How did that happen?
Okay, so, well, I mean, honestly, I would just, like, Google stuff. And I have a minor in biology, so I was, like, kind of aware of some of these things and, like, how our, like, body actually works. But honestly, there were a lot of ingredients that I couldn't get my hands on, so that's why we ended up finding like a formulator or a chemist that could get us a lot of like these like peptides and amino acids and all these things that I wanted to put in it that I just honestly couldn't. But then a lot of the ingredients in there are like just like more natural, like, you know, eucalyptus and peppermint and things like that. But no, it's like totally clean. I think it's just so beneficial for a lot of people, because like who ever used one before? So it was like the first time that people actually ever started to take care of their scalp. And so they see really good results.
Yeah. What was in that initial concoction? It was just kind of essential oils vibes or what?
So hobo oil, the thing about the initial concoction.
Hobo
was,
oil.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that sounds harder to get than the amino acids.
Yeah.
Because you have to have like a carrier oil to put everything in. And so my carrier oil was jojoba oil, and it was so greasy. Like it was so gross. Like, you know, every
Hobos
single night I would like go to bed and like my hair was so nasty.
They're gross.
And I would sleep with it on. But so we had like peppermint, eucalyptus. We had, tea tree oil was like a big one, rosemary. It was just like a lot of like natural stuff at first. And then I wanted to be able to put, you know, some other things in there. And when we met with our chemist, he had like a lot of, you know, great things too. So
a lot of like men use like Rogaine or, I think like Hims, and that has like finasteride in it, I think is what it's called.
Right.
And what happens whenever you stop using that, it actually accelerates hair growth. So there's like this big movement right now, I think, of people not trusting like pharma-esque drugs and wanting to use more like natural ingredients for skincare, beauty, like all things across the board. I think we just were right time, right place to be like, hey, you should not be using this harmful stuff on your head. You should be using more like natural ingredients. So like
there's
this thing called the EWG, right? Mm-hmm. Or EWG scale. And so basically it'll like rank how bad each ingredient is in your product. And 5 is like,
no, 10 is the worst.
Oh, 10 is like cancer. And ours are like between like 1 and 2 or 1 to 3, which is like really clean.
So, nice. Yeah, because for females too, like there's a lot of things that disrupt like your hormones, which is not good. And so a lot of the things actually in our shampoo and conditioner are actually like making you lose more hair or, you know, just disrupting like these natural cycles. And so, that was my main thing too. I was like, I want people, you're putting on your scalp. It's like seeping into your skin on your scalp. And so I wanted it to be clean. And I was like,
yeah. So you're saying Divvy products could maybe help like level out a woman's hormones?
Are you saying that? No, I was just talking to your position. Are you sending this to the FTC?
Why would you need that? He's a mole.
I just thought maybe I don't know. I was just trying to be a good interviewer.
Who would need that?
No.
He was asking for me. Yeah, exactly. Rachel doesn't want to hold me, and she was pretty thrown off by the doula invitation to the honeymoon.
The doula in our room.
Honestly, I mean, like there's kind of like claims, and then there's like secondary claims. So I, you know, our product got so many natural reviews. Like we didn't, you know, advocate or like do anything to get like the 10,000 plus reviews that the product has, and so it's been weird to see how many things that the product does to benefit people that aren't even like the core functions of why we created it. And so, you know, never know. I don't know if it's like regulating hormones.
But that, I remember on the, because you said Divi very much when you say is kind of, it's not just your audience buying it. It's expanded. It's just kind of caught fire organically throughout the market. And
wild story. Should I tell the Scotty Scheffler story? Do y'all know Scotty Scheffler?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Best golfer in the world right now.
So we're at the Byron Nelson and like walking and following him.
Not this year. It was last year.
Last year.
It was like 2 days ago.
We're following Scotty Scheffler and we're like, oh man, because he had just blown up at that point. And it's like awesome. And so this blonde girl like runs up to Danny. He's like, hey, are you Danny? And she was like, yeah. She was like, hey, my husband like loves Divi. He's like a huge fan. When he runs out, he gets so mad. And we go, oh, no way. Who's your husband? And she was like, Scotty Scheffler. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
She was like, he'll, you know, he goes to these tournaments and he'll forget it. And she'll have to like overnight his bottle to him. We have a lot of wives of like country artists, like big country artists that buy it for their husbands. I think the biggest thing that happened was people started using it and then they started tracking like with pictures and started taking before and after pictures and like that, like those always like it shows the actual results. So people like, you know, quickly were just like buying it for their neighbor, buying it for their mom, buying it for their husband. Yeah. I was at the nail salon and someone was wearing like a Divi sweatshirt, Divi t-shirt, and I'm like, oh, I love your sweatshirt. Like, where'd you get it? She had like no idea who I was.
Oh, yeah. That's like even cooler almost.
Those are always the cool moments when you're like,
I love how you're like, you said people use it for different reasons. Maybe Scheffler is just like, he's convinced it's got him like dialed in on the putting green or something.
He puts it like on his hands or something.
Like drifts it on his driver.
He sniffs it for relaxation.
Whatever works. Lower your golf score. Takes 5 strokes off your game. Contact your physician.
But if he or she's a golfer,
working on that data.
No, congrats on all the success. I mean, yeah, listening to that podcast. I mean, you said like in 2022, Divi brought in $40 million. Yeah. And I feel like no one is talking about this. Has to be the most like successful like creator product that exists. I mean, is it not? I don't know what, like, I think that's bigger than Logan Paul's Prime.
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Besides Mr. Beast and Logan Paul, it's got to be Divi.
Maybe Beastables would be bigger.
We talked about it on the podcast, but the difference is like we kind of bootstrapped this one, whereas like Mr. Beast and Logan Paul, they'd like dump money on the front end. Like they have like private equity partners and stuff. And so it like you can buy a lot of revenue having a lot of capital on the front end. But yeah, I mean, it's been organic. It's been really cool.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing. I was like, I just don't want any investors. Like I want to start it really small. That's why we only have like 3 or 4 SKUs right now. Like most brands probably by now would have like 15, 20. Yeah. Because we just wanted to make sure that like we're very involved in every single step just because it's also like puts my name on it. And so I want to have like a lot of integrity behind like literally every single ingredient. It was crazy. I honestly don't even know. Jordan keeps track of all the numbers. I'm like, are we still okay?
Like what's funny is like, because we bootstrapped it, like everything that we make in terms of revenue goes back into the company. So it really hasn't changed.
No, we don't
people say that big number, but nothing about our lifestyle has changed because we don't really take anything from it. Maybe like one day it'll sell or something.
Like you're on salary.
We get health insurance from the company. That's it.
That's actually nice.
Congratulations.
That's honestly nice.
From a self-employed person. Self-employed insurance is brutal.
It really is.
So
worth it. I would like a job. Handing out health insurance.
Well, that's really, really cool. So I remember when we met in 2019, Because part of that kind of get together was like helping influence, like we're just trying to figure this thing out, right? Like,
yeah.
I remember you guys specifically. Danny was spiraling because she's like, "I'm canceled." It's like, what? But you're like, "What's? We're doing brand deals, which is great, but like, we're just like, what's next? What's next?" And I was experiencing kind of a similar thing, and I was like, "I think maybe touring might be it for me." But yeah, so it's cool that here we are four years later, and doing pretty well.
Trey, has your tour already come through Dallas? Did we miss the show?
No, you didn't. The tour just started. We haven't announced a Dallas date, but we're definitely going to come through Dallas. So in the next, maybe end of the year, start of next year. Yeah, we'll get y'all tickets.
We'll love that.
Dallas is always a super fun one because we have so many friends there. And
ask Scotty Scheffler if he likes laughing.
Yeah.
See if he wants to come by.
We'll text him right now.
Did you actually get to meet Scotty or not even?
Yeah, we went to his house.
Yeah, so actually...
Oh, okay, the full...
The funny thing is, we're not really, like, golf people, so we weren't, like, fangirling. Yeah. So we were, like, we went to his house, and my dad's like, "Oh, my gosh, you're Scotty Scheffler's," and I'm like, "Who? Like, what?" Like, he's super nice, like, normal dude, like, very under the radar.
Just another valued customer, as far as...
Yeah,
just a valued customer.
That's right. He does in a good way.
We don't even gift it.
That's great. He's in a good way. He seems like a pretty underwhelming famous person.
Yeah,
in a good way. He's just like
his wife is so nice.
Yeah,
love
they
her.
Were super super sweet people.
Yeah,
he like won the Masters or something. Yeah, yeah, it's the whole sweet that he won some huge tournament. Like, how you celebrating? He's like, grandma's making her famous.
Something like that. And like, hair,
come on, you dork.
And hair serum, of course.
Yes, and go huff some divvy. That's so weird. There's some weird tangent where people discover you can like trip balls on hit divvy. Like, oh no, it's not the purpose of this.
Here
they're
it
like,
comes again.
Like dropping in their eyeballs.
No, don't do that.
They're beezing
straight to the bloodstream.
No, people put it they put it on their face. They put it on their eyebrows. I'm like, don't do that. That's not good.
Stop.
Don't do that. So what else do y'all have coming up? Because you have your tour and you have your podcast. You're creating so much content on Instagram. Like, what else?
Thank you. Yes, we really excited to have guests on all year long. So thank you for coming on. We're pumped with the guests we're getting. The tour, we're taking it, the Grow Up Tour. We have like 25 cities out now. I'm not sure when this is coming out, but we're announcing new dates very soon.
Okay.
And we're just taking it all over. We're going international too. So stay tuned with that.
Where?
Yep. Yep.
Can tell us.
Mexico.
Oh yeah, we've been teasing like
Cabo?
Canada, and we're gonna hit Australia. We think.
Wow.
Down under. It's gonna be fun. Divvy is
you
Divvy
have an
in Australia?
Audience in Australia?
Oh, well, I hope so.
They speak English.
Apparently, my agents sure do think so. Is Divvy in Australia?
Is Divvy? No, we're not in Australia yet.
You can ship it there, but it's really expensive. We're not like locally there yet.
We're just making content. We got our golf brand, speaking of Scotty.
Yeah.
And let us know if he follows our golf brand.
If he knows about Mood Swings Go.
Yeah.
Is that where y'all do
Jake's
like
really nice hair, my thinning hair.
Do y'all do like parodies on there or what?
Yeah, it's like golf, just comedy.
Observational. Yeah.
We need some golf merch.
You're right.
I didn't even think of that.
We got a merch partner.
Yeah, we got an apparel.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I'm literally wearing it.
Yeah. Sorry. No, we're doing it. So
Jake,
fun.
are you going on the whole tour too?
Yes, opening for Trey. Every tour stop, there's like one that's like on the day of my sister's wedding that I'm going to be like running late for. But no, I'm not going to make that one. But
we have a hot take.
Oh, yeah, I've got a hot take. And this hot is take. From one supporting actor to another supporting actor.
Okay. Right now he says this to me.
Jake, I think you've got it. You've got gold, man. You got to keep going.
No, he said that. Jake is the genius of Trey Kennedy. He said that.
That's not to undermine you whatsoever, yeah, Trey. We wouldn't be here
without
you. But, Jake, you gotta stay motivated, buddy. I'm a fan.
Let's go.
Thank you. I think I think it sounds like maybe you don't think I'm motivated, but
listen, before that, he's like, listen, Jake's got all the, he's more talented than Trey. He just doesn't want it
so
bad
enough. Lazy though.
He's just so lazy though.
I mean, he's got it. But.
Oh man.
No, thanks. He does, appreciate though. It. Yeah. From one supporting act to another. Thanks for the kind words. And yeah, it's exciting.
Were you
gonna
ask
it's good times. I have one like kind of closing, like little trivia game. to close us out here.
Ooh, I love this.
So if you Google, if you type in Danny Austin to Google, I want you guys to try and come up with what are like the next words after it. Like what else are people searching? Like okay. Danny Austin blank. What do you guys think the words are?
I would say Danny Austin husband.
Yeah.
Danny Austin husband is like sixth. So Jordan, stay motivated. Stay motivated.
He's just all day. He's just going to Google Danny Austin husband. Danny Austin husband. Danny Austin.
Every employee they have, every nanny, every divvy. Google Danny Austin husband.
Danny Austin husband masculine. Danny Austin husband.
I'd probably say Danny Austin net worth or birthday.
No, not birthday. Nobody cares about
birthday. Net worth is not in the top 10, but Forbes, I'd say that's kind of net worth. That's like fifth
that was
or
a big
so.
Article. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we have
congrats to being in Forbes. Congrats to being in Forbes. I saw that.
Thank you.
I have a quick question on Forbes.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Whenever I see Forbes, anything from the billionaires to your article to any creator, and they throw numbers at you, how accurate, how verifiable are those numbers? Is Forbes really guessed, like doing really educated guesses, or is Forbes really getting real data?
It's real data because they
well no okay yes and no. First of all, they take everything from the year before, the year prior, so it's not necessarily like all accurate in that sense. And they do ask for like some credentials, like they ask for
we have a friend who's
we didn't give them that number, so that it's not accurate, like it's not right, but they do try to make like a good estimated guess, I would say.
Yeah,
but no, it wasn't exactly
on the billionaires list though, because like one of this is not a humble brag, but our friend is like, his dad is a billionaire, and I asked him the same question, and he said that oftentimes the billionaires will basically either underreport or report exactly, but a lot of them will underreport just because they don't want to get
pay taxes.
Yeah,
and it's like also
pay taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. I'm just asking. I totally believed whatever number it said with y'all, but there's a couple influencers on there where they'd be like, "This guy made how many millions?" And I'm like, "Did he really?"
Yeah.
I really don't think he did.
Yeah, because I think that especially for some of like the influencers on there, you know, they probably asked for like income from like 1 month or something, which could be right.
No, so sorry, this is all wrong.
I love it.
So the way that it worked was basically they did ask like our team, but they asked for very like loose verification. And so like, for example, like Mr. Beast could have given like the revenue that he's doing, but it could have been like, last year's tax return or the year before that. It can be combined. Mm. They don't really verify like the dates or whatever. So you can either hyperinflate it or underinflate it, you know, depending
on. Right. Okay. Just curious. Fun fact. Back to the game.
Yeah. There's a few others on there. Can you try and guess what else is?
Okay. Danny Austin. I already said husband. Danny Austin wedding. Danny Austin.
No wedding. People do not care.
TikTok?
No.
Danny Austin canceled?
Yeah. Danny Austin canceled?
No, canceled.
What? These aren't even juicy. Danny Austin house.
No.
What?
This one really threw me off. The very second one, at least when I Google it, says Danny Austin bachelorette season.
Oh, that would make sense. That would make sense.
The matchmaker. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you weren't on it, right? You did.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Give us before I move
and
on.
And then, yeah, number four was Danny Austin on The Bachelor. Danny Austin real name.
Oh, Keely.
It's like seventh. Yeah. Danny Austin brother. Also.
Wow. So one is Landon.
That's what they want. So they want, I did a series on my Instagram called like The Matchmaker, and I basically did like The Bachelor for my brother. Two seasons.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Ooh. Are they together?
They recently broke up.
How recent? Oh.
Thanks, Katie.
Well, no, it's probably been about, I don't know, five months, 6 months. Nah. Okay. So no, it's been a while. But they were together for a year.
Wow.
You know, I did a very smaller version of that on my podcast in quarantine where I tried to match people up. And it was not serious at all. I was just like calling people and just like making fun of them. But I did try to like get people linked up nearby, because I did it all remotely on the podcast, and I found this people that are the same age ish like within 45 minutes of each other, and they legit like hung out and went on to several dates, and we were like catching up, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe but then but then she was like, I actually met this other guy on Bumble, and I was like, wow. And then I met that guy out and about. He lived in Nashville, I think.
No way.
I was in Nashville hanging out. I was like, hey man, Trey, I was like, I was that guy. You hooked me up with that girl on your podcast.
Wow.
Anyway, so Recties know. But how, you've done a couple really cool things. You did the whole dating show on your Instagram, which was like, you know, dozens of reels and videos, like going through this kind of reality show you made. You did the same with like a fun talent show.
Yep.
Ooh, they actually asked me to MC it, which I was very flattered. I was
like, oh, yes, dude.
We did. It was so last minute.
But they hosted like a legit talent show at a theater in Dallas, I think.
Cool, that's awesome.
$20,000 prize.
Yeah, how are you? Do y'all want to do more of those? Were those like just kind of fun? Were those like more a passion thing that really wasn't worth it? Or
no,
were they like really
passion.
Impactful?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a passion thing. We don't make any money from it. In fact, we lose a lot from it. It's just like strictly like just stuff that we really like to do. So yeah, we have some other big stuff like that planned, like coming up, but typically they're very last minute. Like it's like, oh, let's do this thing and we'll plan it within like 2 weeks. Actually, the first matchmaker that we did came about because my brother had a date in Dallas and this girl just like completely stood him up and didn't show up. So we posted it like on my Instagram stories, not posted her, but just said, you know,
find her
and
start a Reddit for her.
Yeah. And so then, like that weekend we did three dates kind of like matchmaker bachelor style. We want to do like a Love is Blind series kind of big warehouse. Cause I have a lot of girls that follow me that are looking for a man. So
it's fun.
They got beautiful thick hair now and they're ready to.
They're ready to go.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Everyone there, their hair is just unbelievable. It's growing. Some people put it out. It's down here. All right. Well, this has been awesome.
It's great.
You guys go. Your podcast is called De-Influenced.
Yes, De-Influenced.
Subscribe to De-Influenced everywhere you find podcasts. Go get some Divi, D-I-V-I, mm-hmm. how it's spelled. Mm-hmm. And just follow Danny Austin everywhere, not Jordan.
Yeah, we love that.
appreciate you guys so much. Everyone say bye. Thomas, say bye.
Thomas, say bye.
Give him a little love on the mic. Come on.
Give us something, Thomas.
He does.
Not bad.
He's not like Jake. He doesn't have it. All right. Appreciate y'all so much.
Hey, thanks for having
us. Follow him, y'all. Show him love. Thanks for coming on, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right. We got a heck of a video we came across. Our family man, Derek, found. Family man. True family man. He's at the wedding with three kids and a wife. I don't know why. I'd have thought that maybe he'd leave the kids with grandparents, but no, he's a family man.
His family man doesn't leave the kids behind.
My oldest thought that Rachel was a celebrity in her dress. She was so pumped to see her. She's like,
wow.
Can you tell Rachel? I think her dress is pretty.
She loved it, so. That's so cute.
Wow. That's awesome.
I also was around your daughter. Did she not compliment my outfit?
She have any idea the engagement Trey gets on Instagram?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a scotch and soda suit. It was really nice. I did compliment my suit. It made me feel good. One or two guys.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what you do in your 30s. You're looking for girls to compliment you in your 20s, 30s? Give me a fellow grown man saying, hey, you look sharp today, man.
Ooh, here's a fun thing for the recties. I think I told the story a long time ago. The first time I went to a wedding in Iowa and that TikTok star took off his clothes to dance.
That's one of my favorite stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so his brother was the groom in that wedding. And he might have been one of the black guys who complimented your...
Oh, yep, I see the resemblance. I don't think He came up and we talked and was very nice. I'm not sure he gave me a compliment on my suit.
He might have.
Yeah, ask him. Just circling him. Back. Yeah.
Hey, we're on the podcast right now. Trey thought maybe you gave him a compliment on the suit, but
not sure.
Was it just playful banter?
He's a nice guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay. Derek found a heck of a video. We're just gonna dive in here. Let's see this here.
Is this what I
TikTok
think it
hype
is.
House?
Yeah, it is. The culmination of social media. A TikTok house. Imagine driving around with your family looking for a house and you see this atrocity.
Oh my gosh.
Look at these kids. They act like they're training for a UFC fight. I could only imagine.
Is this real?
Yeah, what is this?
Why did I ask? Looks like some sort of fertility exercise. Jesus, these are going to be people's grandmothers someday. What's going on in this room?
Okay, all right, all right. Ew, ew.
Oh.
Man, they are fit, though. Those are handsome young men.
I can't respect that at all, quite honestly.
Well, you better. You're looking right at a kid who's going to be doing it.
No.
Train him.
Thomas will not be with his shirt off dancing with four of the dudes.
Son, can't wait to teach you your first thirst trap.
No. No, Thomas. No.
Thirst. Daddy, can we film another thirst trap?
Is he going to have a speech impediment?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Did you? Like, you did, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll be good.
I had a little bit during the vows when I had to say for richer or poorer.
Oh.
They didn't warn me about that.
He's up there so nervous. Like, repeat after me, for richer or poorer. And you're like, do I have to?
What if we say, like, in wealth and in scarcity or something? Is there anything else I can say?
Please. For richer or poorer.
For richer or poorer.
For richer or poorer.
So many. So many R's.
Yeah, that first, the shot of the house, that looked like in a bad area. Well,
it looked like a
abandoned house with TikTok sprayed on it.
Yeah.
I think it was a nice area that they may have ruined.
Seriously. Yeah. And they like painted it those colors. Yeah. I mean,
the TikTok houses, I thought they were dying out.
They're, I think, still everyone has learned at this point they don't work.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea. That looked like a Willy Wonka like reality
it
show
did.
Kind of thing. Like, instead of candy, kids want followers. Let's all shove them in this house. And
they do say that the male version of yo is like the female version of yas. So.
Yo. Yeah, we gotta tone down on that. Oh, that was crazy.
Wow, that's good fun.
Ring lights and everything. I had this thought recently. I don't know why, just Trey's thoughts in his car.
Yeah.
Our parents grew up where cigarettes were cool. Everyone smokes a cigarette. Don't get carried away, but you need your daily cigarette. We grew up with, of course you have a soda every morning.
I've been saying this. Soda's going to, yeah, keep going.
Keep going. What are we doing now? What are we doing now? We're 80 and our grandkids will go, yeah, you did that every day? Big, Master Pop? That's what they'll call me.
You did. Ew.
What will it be?
Master Pop. Yeah, it'll be that. Like, you used to call him Grandpa and Grandpa. Master Pop? So lame.
What? So lame.
I don't know. Because I was like, yeah, soda's going to be a thing that people are going to be shocked that we had Happy Meals as a kid. My parents, like, you know, were like, oh, let's have dinner. Let's just go get a Happy Meal. But if we're saying that's already in the past, like, what are kids now doing?
I mean, still might be foods.
Maybe.
Like what?
Like just really processed foods. Like,
but like we're learning that though. There's a big swath of people that are like trying to remove that.
Right.
I'm saying everyone drank soda in the 90s. You just did it. Everyone smoked a cigarette in the 60s, 50s.
It could be screens.
Screen times.
Screens, I think, right? Like,
thumbs.
I either get worse or better, but I could see us being 80 years old and then being like, everyone spent 5 hours a day on the phone,
knowing what we know now.
And you're like, yep. Yeah, it was pretty cool. We're like, what, really?
And it's like, we were one of the good ones. We didn't let our kids have a screen. It's like, they used to let kids have these.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
or they're like with certain social medias, like, yeah, you could just straight up comment, like, go unalive yourself on people's videos. I'm like, really? Yeah, you could say whatever you wanted.
Yeah, let me teach you a little something about Yik Yak back in the day.
Oh, Yik Yak.
You used to show the likes and you would compare.
Scary.
You could just make yourself skinnier than the other girls.
Yeah.
And you were allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be something that hasn't been around long enough to know better. Mm-hmm. Like anything with science nowadays, anything with like water, food, it's like we know too much to let that go. But it's got to be something that's been around 15 years or less.
Gotta be it.
Social media, screens, AI, VR. Mm-hmm. Any other acronyms?
Mm. BLM.
What'd you think?
BLM. Oh, BLM.
They said opium. I was like, yeah. I mean,
probably
jury's
opium,
out on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
BLM. Yeah. We used to have to convince people Black Lives Mattered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that. What were we saying? Oh, we're gonna do a new segment alert.
Oh, yes, yeah, fun.
New segment alert.
Fun way to end it.
This one. This is the. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna do an acronym for this.
KTT. You got it.
I found it. This is the KTTTASIUTS. Katie tries to tell a story in under 30 seconds. This is also typically very hard for Katie. Derek, could you get a countdown like? That's probably a tall ask. I need a countdown-esque audio.
So not a countdown, but it's...
Yeah, it'd be distracting if it's like 30.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire vibe.
Yeah. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ooh, yeah. Think that's copyrighted? It should be. They deserve to make money off of it.
Did y'all watch that show?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Dude. Oh, I'd always think about like
fired up.
Who would your phone a friend have been?
Oh, good question. I mean, I was like 12 when I was watching it.
Like any of my teachers?
Do you have an answer?
Mine was, well, funny enough, it's my libido uncle. Okay. Believe it or not, he's pretty smart guy. He was always
besides as long as it wasn't volleyball.
I'll answer it if it's a volleyball question.
Yeah.
Because I think the way they did it is like you don't just call someone randomly. You like kind of decide someone beforehand and they know to like be ready.
Oh. So you gotta trust that.
You'd have like a jack of all trades ready to answer any question.
That'd be your you wouldn't be worried he'd give you some bad info again.
You're like, I don't need to know the answers. I already know it. And just say something just really inappropriate.
Libido. Oh. What do you call? All right, you got it.
I got a 30 countdown, 30 second countdown with voice. Is that what you want?
No, it's the opposite.
Wait, what?
So that would be distracting.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music?
So I'm gonna
what is the 30 second countdown? And now that he's saying it, Derek, Family Man could be onto something.
Do that.
That's funny. All right, you ready, Katie?
So
hey, hold on. You know your story, right?
Yes, I know my story. I have a question about this game.
No, if you well, okay.
Well, the question's say the name properly, please.
KTTTASIUTS, and you can ask a question, but the timer will start when if you say the question, because it feels like you're extending the story via the question. And on Katie's first word, timer will start. Really excited for the story.
I flew 30, by myself with Thomas.
29, 28, 27, 26.
He did really, really good, except he pooped. And so I went back to the airplane bathroom and I.
She's crumbling.
We're still in act one.
His diaper.
16. 15,
and 14, I thought he was already done with his poop. And I had his diaper off. And, you know, in the bathroom, the changing tables.
7. Oh, no. 6. 5.
Are above
four,
the toilet.
3.
He pooped with his diaper off all over the airplane bathroom.
0.
Got it. Wow, really skipped it towards the end.
I can't believe how bad you did. It was perfect. I can't make that up.
Most of the story happened between seconds 2 and 6.
I didn't even get to tell the part where I was mopping the poop off the floor with toilet paper. It's just puddled on
the story's
floor.
Story's over.
Ew. Gosh.
Really. laugh. Oh, that was a brilliant segment. We're gonna do that again.
Do that more.
Yeah, she had to fly solo for the first time. It's kind of fun being the parent club. I don't know if people have dogs feel this way. You start to notice dogs. If you had told me before I was a parent, if you were like, how many planes you've been on with babies? I'd be like, I don't think any. And now that I have a baby, I mean, now you look every plane I'm on, I'm like, oh, there's 17 babies on
this
plane.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Now I just recognize them. And you'll just see people. And I saw a woman with a baby by herself. And I was thinking, oh, man, she's all by herself. She's got to take this and this.
You
and
have so much more sympathy.
Before, I'd just be like, gosh, what is she doing? Hey, Thomas. so it's funny. People would help. She said she flew solo and like a flight attendant like helped her. She's like, I'm a mom too. I get it, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone was very nice. He did great, except the poop explosion in the bathroom. Okay. And what was unfortunate is we were about to land. And so I was trying to clean up the poop really quickly. And I thought I did a good job. But as I was walking out of the bathroom, I turned around and could see there was a little bit dripping on the toilet still. And I was like, but I just. walked away.
Oh,
mom!
The seatbelt light was already on. We were about to land. I had to follow the rules.
The people pleaser is kind of, you know.
Uh oh, what happened to
her? So sorry, anyone, if you were on that flight. I really thought I did my best, but
gross.
Someone who, again, someone who's not a parent, they can't even comprehend. They're in there like, how'd they poop on the wall? It's so yellow.
It reeks in here. Slippery.
And as soon as he did it, he just looked at me and smiled. He just thought it was great.
Oh, man.
Man, I hope I never.
It's a great segment.
Jeez.
No, it's fun. There's a. It's you see the parent. It's people of. Because you see how little he is. People go, first flight? It's like, no, it's his eighth. Like, people are like,
I've
what are you doing?
I've stopped saying the number because, like, for sure I'm getting judged.
Yeah. We're like, what are you doing to this
Truly,
poor kid?
Truly, a flight attendant was like, I was like, no, this is his like fourth or something. And she looked at me. She goes, like, because you had to go see family?
She's like, what, honey? You flying to some court to fight for him? Yeah, what are you
doing? Hopefully he's really sick or something. Yeah. Go to the hospital.
Yeah, you're tracking down medical answers.
Yeah.
I was like,
to go to like okay. Walter Reed.
All right. Let's let him speak for himself. Thomas, anything?
You got anything to say, buddy?
Anything? It's your time.
No.
You know, we just.
Nothing to say? Nothing to say?
First podcast, buddy.
Oh, a little squill.
You said no, sixth.
Great. Guys, we're in Florida this weekend. Very excited. In Birmingham.
Birmingham, Florida. Let us know what you thought about Danny Austin. Let us know who you want next.
Yep.
Not even bloggers. Anyone.
Anyone.
Kobe Bryant. Oh, gosh.
Did you just...
That was a legitimate mistake. What is wrong with me? I am so sorry. I don't know why I said that. I mean, I know initially why I said that. I just forgot for a split second.
What'd you say?
I was thinking, like, we'll go out and try to get anyone.
Just people impossible to get on.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The first person. Like the tragedy of our generation.
It wasn't supposed to be funny because he's passed away. It was supposed to be, like, professional athletes, anyone. Gosh, get me out of here.
You just immediately went, oh, my God. Oh, that was really good.
Instant shame. I am so sorry. I hope you enjoyed
Danny.
We'll
do our best. Yeah. Get your tickets, trachea.com/tour. And, yeah, what a episode.
JFK, who do you guys want?
Yeah. We'll oh, my God. Love you guys. Subscribe, review, hit us up on Instagram and YouTube. We'll see you next week. Peace. Direct opinion.